السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون، أو كما قال سبحانه وتعالى. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, continuation of my last week sermon with regard to some masail of Sajdatul Sahw. I couldn't complete my topic because of the time. I have mentioned few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he also forgot some things in the prayer, and then at the end of the prayer how he performed the Sajdatul Sahw, to teach the Ummah if any one of us make any mistake during the Farz Salah or any Salah, then how we should correct that mistake. I will today also mention some ahadith, and then inshallah I'll continue. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith under Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Salla bihim al-zuhr faqama fi al-raka'atayn al-awwalayn wa lam yajlis faqama al-nasu ma'ahu hatta idha qada al-salata wa antadhar al-nasu taslimahu kabbara wa huwa jalisun fasajada sajdataini qabla an yusallima thumma sallama, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Zuhr Salat, and after performing two rakat Farz, he stood up, meaning he forgot Jalsatul Ula, first Qaida. He didn't sit for first Qaida. He stood up after two rakat. And then because the Imam stood up, all the Muqtadis also raised up, they also stood up with him, all the Sahaba, until he completed his four rakat Zuhr Salat. After four rakat, Sahaba were waiting, he will say Salam to end the Salam. He never did. Then he made one Takbir, Allahu Akbar, and he went, while he was jalis, while he was sitting, he made one Takbir, then he made two sujood before the Salam, and then he made the Salam. And this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So what it means, if we forget to make Qaida Ula, so this is how we should do. We should not come back. If we realize, for example, yes, if we remember before raising up till the Ruku, then we can go back and sit down and read the Shahud At-Tahiyyat, and then stand up for the third rakat. But we completely raised up after two rakat without sitting for Qaida, and then we realize while we are standing, we started third rakat, Suratul Fatiha. Then we realize, oh, I forgot At-Tahiyyat. Don't go back. Rasulullah did not go back. This is the hadith for that. Don't go back. Complete your third or fourth rakat as usual, and we sit for the second tashahud, second qaida, after four rakat. Then after reading At-Tahiyyat, tashahud, make one side salam and make two sujood, and then sit again, then read At-Tahiyyat, Durood Sharif, etc., and then complete the salam. So remember, before you mistake, you realize, before you coming up, before the ruku, there is still chance to go back and sit down. But if you raise up from the ruku and upward, then don't go back. Then continue salat, and at the end, you should make two sujood. Another hadith, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this, also in Bukhari Sharif. He said, Anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, idha shakka ahadukum fi salatihi. If you doubt in your prayer, fal yatharra sawab. Then you must think, what is the right? Did I miss, or I read it, or I didn't read? Just think for a while. Follow you yutimma alayhi, whatever your heart says, continue and do that. Summa la yusallima, then you must make salam. Summa sajada sajdatain, and then you must make two sujood. So, as I said in last sermon, the shaitan is always in whispers. He makes us forget what we have read or what we have done. So that's why we make mistake. Another hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallah bihim al-Zuhar awil Asar. The Sahabi has doubt that was the Zuhar Salat or Asar Salat. One of the two. Fasallama min rak'ataini. Zuhar and Asar, as we know, is four rak'at. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that particular day just read two rak'at. And he thought, I have done four rak'at. So after two rak'at, he makes salam. فَخَرَجَ النَّاسُ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ يَقُولُونَ أَقُصِرَتِ السَّلَاتُ. People were confused, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. As they were exiting from the door of the masjid, they were talking amongst themselves. Is from today the Zuhr Salat or Asr Salat is shortened? It became two rakat, because Sharia was revealing all the time, ayat used to reveal all the time, and Sharia rules used to change. So they thought, now from today onwards, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that this particular salat, whether it was Zuhar or Asr, instead of four, now from today is two rakat. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two rakat instead of four. That way they were talking amongst themselves as they were exiting from the masjid. One Sahabi had guts. قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى خشبة فتك عليها كأنه غضبان. As Sahaba were talking and Rasulullah could hear what they are saying, so Rasulullah stood up leaning against something. And looks like he was very angry, he was very upset. Why is the Sahaba talking like that? Their salat has been shortened. It's not shortened. Why are they talking like this? So Rasulullah, when he heard, he didn't like it. He became upset. Ghadban. So one Sahabi stood up, فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ فَقَامَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَنَسِيْتَ أَمْ قُسِرَتِ السَّلَاةُ. One of the two things happened today. Either you forgot or salat has been shortened. You see, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no matter how much they have respect and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the masail of the Sharia, they never used to feel shy. They have that much of guts and courage to make it clear, ask same time, immediately. They used to question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to clarify. Nowadays, we feel shy. We don't go to the imam. Even we are having some problems, we don't expose to the other. We feel shy. Oh, I'm so old, and if I ask imam, what he is going to think about me? He said, this person is so stupid. No. There is no end of knowledge. Everyone has something he doesn't know. So we should not feel shy with regard to the masail of the Sharia, and we should always question the imam or learned person to make sure that whether I am doing it in right way or I am making mistake. It is not matter of shy. So Sahabi stood up and he said, one of the two things happened, whether you forgot or the salat had been shortened. Rasulullah in his mind still thinking, I perform four rakah. He was confident. He replied, Lam anaza walam taksur. I did not forget. I pray 4 rakat according to my knowledge, and salat has not been shorter. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ بَلَا قَدْ نَسِيتَ. See how steadfast he was. He stood up for the haq. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive me, but you forgot them. If salat is not shortened, there is only one option left, that you forgot. Sorry. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِلصَّحَابَةِ أَحَقٌّ مَا يَقُولُ. So there were some Sahaba radiallahu anhu still sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired to make confirm whatever this Sahabi is claiming and saying, is that true or he is making mistake? So those Sahaba who were sitting, they were prominent Sahaba, maybe Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Usman radiallahu anhu, they were always used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's not mentioned in the hadith who were sitting, but we can guess. They were prominent Sahaba. They will still remain where other Sahaba went out. They remained and they were sitting there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, what this Sahaba is saying is true? قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They all said, yes sir. This is what happened. Today you only performed 2 rakah. فَتَقَدَّمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَصَلَّى مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ ثم سلم ثم سجدتين ثم سلم. متفق عليه. This hadith in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. So then immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came onto the musalla, and whatever, like for example 2 rakat were missed, so he performed 2 rakat, and then he made salam one side, he made 2 sujood, sit down again, then he made tashahud, durood sharif, and then he completed his salat. Now there are a few things in this hadith we have to understand. That Sahaba, the salat with salat ended with the salam, and some of the Sahaba stood up and they went out of the masjid. This much of time is passed already. Some of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up from the musalla. He was standing, leaning against something. He was not on musalla. And Sahaba were discussing and talking. So some time has passed. But when Rasulullah realized that he made a mistake, in that situation also, he came back onto the musalla and he completed the rest of the prayer, 2 rakat. And then he made saddatu sahwa, that saddatu sahwa completed and corrected their salah. So even we make salam both sides, what we understood from this hadith, that even we make salam both sides and we completed our prayer, and then someone appointed us mistake, or we realize that I made a mistake, so we should continue from there. Even we completed salat both sides, stood up, stand up, continue and completed salat as usual, then make Siddhatu Sawa at the end, inshallah, your salat will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were some examples, as I said in my last sermon also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgot. And this was to teach the lesson to the Ummah that if Nabi can make mistake as a human being, right? So we should also are going to make mistake in our prayer. No one is perfect. But when we make mistake, we realize or someone appointed out that this is the mistake, then this is how we should do it. Now I said in last week that there are arkan and there are farais and there are wajibat. I said there were 7 arkan. Arkan means the conditions. Before, prior, we start salat, right? And what are these conditions? I just repeat quickly that our body should be clean, meaning we make wudu and ghusl if it's necessary. Our clothes should be clean. Our place of salat should be clean. That was the appropriate time for the salat. And we should face the qibla. Our satar, our aura, our body should be covered. it should not be exposed above the knees and above the belly point. Our satar for the men is from the belly point to the knees. Some brothers, they come with the shorts and they play salat. The shorts, salat in short, is not short, is not even accepted. So when you play salat, you have the appropriate dress. You cannot put, you cannot wear shorts when you appear in front of the judge. They will going to chase you out. Get out from the court, because there is the etiquette of the court. We have to have appropriate dress. This is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highest supreme court. And we just randomly come with the shorts and any, you know, we don't have consideration. It should not happen. So even in the, no matter how summer is hot, for the salat we have to have the long trouser. And finally we have to face the Qibla. These were the seven things. Now the faraiz, meaning takbir al-tahrima, Allahu Akbar, faraz. If you miss that, your salat is not done. Qiyam, standing position, qiraat, Surah al-Fatiha and Surah, and ruku, two sujood, and qaida ula and qaida akhira, sitting for the tashahhud. These are the six faraiz of the salat. So if a person is missing any rukn, any condition prior to the salat, his salat is not started. If you miss all seven things, salat not started at all. If he miss one of the faraz, the six faraz I counted, his, the saddatu sahw will not sufficient for that. He has to repeat the whole salat. Saddatu sahw cannot make it. Saddatu sahw is only for wajibat. And I mentioned 14 wajibat. I don't want to repeat it again. Those 14 wajibat we have to remember. Now there are four masala I won't be able to complete today also, as the time is very limited. It is said, when saddatu sahw will not make a prayer valid, if a faraz part of the prayer is ignored or missed intentionally or unintentionally, saddatu sahw will not make it. Number two, if a wajib part is missed intentionally, person, remember, he did not perform Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is wajib. He is not doing that intentionally. So he has to repeat the whole salah. If he forgot unintentionally, then saddatu sahw will make it. Now, when saddatu sahw is obligatory and wajib, if a person omits a wajib part of the salah, as I said, there are 14 wajibat, if one of those wajibat is missed, then he should do saddatu sahw. If a person causes undue delay in performance of the wajib or faraz part of the salah, sometimes we stand here and for a while we forget what I'm going to read. It is Sana, it is Surah Al-Fatiha, or after Surah Al-Fatiha, Ameen, we become silent. We think, which surah I should read. If he remains silent for the period of three times, subhanAllah, it means he is delaying the next rukn. And because of that delaying, at the end of the salah, he has to perform saddatu sahw. Remember, saddatu sahw become wajib. If a person is doubling something, two rukus, three sajdas, or two times tashahud, anything is doubling, adding, saddatu sahw becomes wajib. Anything delaying, saddatu sahw becomes wajib. So if a person repeats or overdoes something, as I said, repeating two times Surah Al-Fatiha or two times Tashahud, so this is called repetition, so saddatu sahw becomes wajib. If a person recites the Holy Quran audibly where it should be recited inaudibly or vice versa, like Dhuhr, Asr, he has to recite Surah Al-Fatiha silently, but if you say louder, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din, then at the end he has to make saddatu sahw. If a person forgets to stand in qawma or to sit in the jalsa, this is the very common mistake, brothers. When we say Sami Allahu liman hamida after the ruku, standing, this is called qawma. We have to come up all the way and remain. Then go to sajda, Rabbana lakal. Some of the brothers say, So this is not tough because he did not come to the coma. Coma means standing upward after Sami Allahu Liman Hamidah. It's wajib. If he does not come all the way up and it goes halfway down, his salat is not done. And he doesn't even regard it, he's not going to make Saddatu Sawa. So if he doesn't make Saddatu Sawa at the end, his salat is not completed. Likewise, after one sajda, we have to sit down completely and then go back into the second sajda. That is called jalsa. That sitting position also, most of the brothers are not concerned about it. Immediately they make sajda and second sajda, immediately they do it. If you are doing that way, please sit down after first sajda. Sitting between the two sujood is wajib. And if you miss wajib, your salat is not done. If you miss intentionally, salat is not accepted. If you forget, then if you remember later on, make sajda to sahwa, then only your salat will be accepted. If a person forgets to observe the first sitting, qaida ula, after two rakat, and stand up, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in first hadith, he should not resume the sitting position on remembering the mistake, but should complete the rest of the prayer and perform sajda sahwa at the end of the salah. However, if he realizes his mistake before standing up fully before the ruku, he should sit down and he doesn't need to perform sajda sahwa. If a person forgets to observe the final sitting position in farz prayer containing two or four rakat and stands up, and qaida akhira, the last sitting, he forgets, he should sit down if he realized the mistake before performing the sajda. He stood up all the way and he recited Surah Al-Fatiha, he ate surah, he went into the ruku, and after the ruku he realized, before going to sajda, oh, I have completed my four rakat. So don't go into sajda. From that position, whenever he remember or realize that I have done four rakat, sit down and carry out sajdat sahwa to complete the prayer. If, however, he realizes his mistake after performing the sajda of the extra rakat, which is means fifth rakat, he did his sajda also, then he realized. So he should not sit but perform the another rakat, add one more rakat to complete four or six rakat. He need not perform sajdatu sahwa, for this prayer will be regarded as a nafal prayer and farz prayer will have to be afforded again. So instead of four, he did six rakat. So now in this case, all six rakats will be regarded as a nafal prayer and then he has to repeat the four rakat farz afterwards. If a person forgets to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Dua-i Qunut or Tashahud, or the additional takbirs in Eid prayer, if he miss one of these, he has to make Saddatu Sahwa. If Imam omits or ignores wajib of the prayer, the followers have to perform Saddatu Sahwa with the Imam. As I said, this is the usual. If Imam is making mistake, then everybody has to do Saddatu Sahwa. Nobody can say, oh, I never forgot, I was okay, why should I make Saddatu Sahwa? No, you are following the Imam, so whatever mistakes of the Imam will be regarded as your mistake too. You have to follow him. But if the follower omits wajib, neither of them has to perform sajda sahwa. Imam has read tashahud, but one of the brother from the back, he did not read tashahud. He missed tashahud. Or he made any mistake behind the Imam, is disregarded. It doesn't count because he's following the Imam. So whatever mistakes he's making behind the Imam, that has to be rejected. We don't have to do any sajda sahwa for that. If a person omits to recite the additional surah in one or both of the first rakat of the farz prayer, he may recite the additional surah in one or both of the last rakat and perform sajda sahwa at the end. For the, you know, the farz, whether it is a two rakat or four rakat, first two rakat after Suratul Fatiha, we have to add some surah or one long ayat or three short ayat. That is wajib, qiraat. If he miss in one of the rakat, first or second rakat, to add the surah. Then he realized afterwards, in third rakat, he should add that surah in third rakat or fourth rakat. And then he complete with Sajdatu Sahw. At the end, he must make Sajdatu Sahw. If a person omits to recite the additional surah in any rakat of the sunnah or nafal prayer, he must perform Sajdatu Sahw at the end. But any sunnat or nafal prayer, whether it's four rakat, in every rakat after Suratul Fatiha, he has to add the surah in all four rakats. If he forget any of the rakat, Suratul Fatiha, he reads Suratul Fatiha, but he did not add the surah after that. So then at the end, he has to make Sajdatu Sahw. If the final sitting of the Farz prayer or four rakat, a person has completed Tashahud, At-Tahiyyat, and then has a doubt that this is his first sitting, or what he should do? He forgot, he read, this is my two rakat or four rakat. He should stand up for the fifth rakat. Now, if before performing the sadda he realized his mistake, he should resume the sitting position and complete his prayer with Sajdatu Sahw. But if he has performed the sadda of the fifth rakat, he should add the sixth rakat as well and complete his prayer with the Sajdatu Sahw. The first four rakat will be regarded as a farz prayer and the last two will be Nafal. No time to go in detail. Sorry. If the imam or individual omits to recite Al-Fatiha in one or both of the last two rakat of a farz prayer, of prayer of the four rakat, he need not carry out Sajdatu Sahw. But if he omits to recite Suratul Fatiha in any of the sunnah or nafal rakat, he will have to perform Sajdatu Sahw, because it is essential to recite Suratul Fatiha in the first two rakat of the farz prayer, but in all the rakat of the sunnah and nafal prayer. If a person carries out two rukus or three sajda in the same rakat, he recites Suratul Fatiha two times, in all this situation, he has to make Sajdatu Sahw. If a person begins to recite Durud Sharif, this is what happens commonly, that in two rakat, after At-Tahiyyat, he start Durud Ibrahim also, and he is supposed to stand up for the third rakat. So this is, if he happens after two rakat, after At-Tahiyyat, he started Durud Sharif. If he read up to this, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, it means three times Subhanallah, is delayed. If he recited up to Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, then he has to make Sajdatu Sahw after four rakat. If a masbuk commits mistake while he is completing his prayer individually, he has to perform Sajdatu Sahw in the final sitting. A person missed one or two rakat, and after Imam said Salam, he stood up and started his own missing rakat. In those missing rakat, if he makes mistake, then at the end of his prayer, he has to make Sajdatu Sahw and complete. Because now his individual is completing his own rakat. May Allah give us tawfiq.